USA News, I'm Laura Winters.
This vicious persecution is a travesty of justice.
Former President Trump hitting the stage in Georgia for his first live comments since the 37-count indictment unsealed. It accuses him of mishandling classified documents.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
Trump speaking for about an hour and a half to close to 4,000 delegates at the Georgia Republican State Party Convention in Columbus. And President Biden speaking on the South Lawn of the White House Saturday at a Pride celebration. His message to those in attendance.
You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis on the campaign trail, visiting Oklahoma this weekend. Here's correspondent Julie Ryan.
Oklahoma is the fourth state DeSantis is visiting on his Great American Comeback Tour. DeSantis has recently picked up several endorsements from Oklahoma political figures, including former Representative Jim Bridenstine and current State House Majority Leader John Eccles.
The man known as the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, found dead in his prison cell. He was 81. Former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
He was sending mail bombs, I think as late as the 1970s, going well into the 1990s. And it was during the era when we were worried about domestic terrorism.
Kaczynski arrested back in 1996 after 20 years on the run.
They actually allowed the media to print his manifesto. And that is what broke the case open because his brother, Kaczynski's brother, was the one that read the manifesto and recognized the writing. So it was a remarkable investigative step.
Watts says the FBI searched for him in different states. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Russia's war in Ukraine rages on this Sunday. Here's Brad Siegel with the very latest.
The U.S. Department of Defense has promised an additional $2.1 billion in security assistance for Ukraine. The package includes air defense and ammunition capabilities. It comes as Kyiv begins a counteroffensive against the invading Russian troops. The U.S. has committed $40 billion in security assistance for Ukraine since Russia's invasion in February of last year. I'm Brad Siegel.
The man known as the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, found dead in his prison cell. He was 81. Former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
He was sending mail bombs, I think as late as the 1970s, going well into the 1990s, if I remember correctly. And it was during the era when we were worried about domestic terrorism.
Kaczynski arrested back in 1996 after 20 years on the run.
They actually allowed the media to print his manifesto, and that is what broke the case open because his brother, Kaczynski, his brother, was the one that read the manifesto and recognized the writing.
Watts says the FBI searched for him in different states.
Very different from the investigations you'd see today, which largely are driven by internet traffic, social media presence, doing, you know, polls of cell phones and credit cards.
And changing gears now, we take a look at the weekend box office. Here's Jim Forbes.
Transformers Rise of the Beast is hitting the gas on its opening weekend. The film made $25 million during its premiere and is projected to earn up to $60 million by Sunday.
I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.